This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Residents of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, awoke Saturday to the sound of air defense systems and explosions as the city suffered what Ukrainian military officials said was Russia's largest drone attack since the war began. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The night sky in Ukraine's capital was lit up by what could be mistaken for fireworks. However, it was something much more sinister. They were Russian-launched, Iranian-made drones that targeted Kyiv for over 6 hours. In total, Ukraine's Air Force said 75 drones were launched against Ukraine, of which 74 were destroyed by air defenses. A Ukrainian Air Force commander said on Telegram that Kyiv was the main target of the hours-long assault. In Kyiv's metro, an announcement urges Kyiv residents to come inside for shelter from the attacks. One mother told the AP they had already been there for 5.5 hours. Several civilians were injured by the attack. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hamas fighters have freed a total of 24 hostages Friday, 13 Israelis, 10 Thai farm workers, and a Filipino. And in Israel released 39 Palestinian women and teenagers from detention as part of a negotiated settlement. At a news briefing Saturday in Tel Aviv, a director of the Department of Psychological Medicine at the Schneider Children's Medical Center in Tel Aviv told reporters she examined the eight former passengers, three hostages, three mothers, a grandmother, and four children late Friday.
The children and their family members are in good physical condition. It's too early to tell more about their emotional condition. All are covered by multidisciplinary teams. Our message at this unique situation is to take care of the basic needs of the families, to respect their privacy, and to consult with them about the way to cope with distress.
This is VOA News. Pope Francis canceled his morning audiences Saturday because of a mild flu, according to a statement by the Vatican. The 86-year-old pontiff holds regular meetings with Vatican officials Saturdays as well as private audiences. Earlier this month, the pope skipped reading a prepared speech for a meeting with European rabbis as he was suffering from a cold, but he appeared to be in good health during a meeting with children just hours later. In June, he had surgery on an abdominal hernia and spent 9 days in the hospital and appears to have fully recovered from that operation. Japan's public broadcaster NHK reported Saturday health ministry officials have detected the first case of highly pathogenic H5-type bird flu this season at a poultry farm in the south of the country. The report said local governments in the Saga Prefecture will cull about 40,000 birds on the farm. Meanwhile, an outbreak of bird flu in a major Ohio egg-producing farm will put a dent in the industry. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says more than 1.3 million chickens are being slaughtered at an egg farm in Union County, Ohio. It's to help limit the spread of the highly contagious bird flu detected last week. Recently, sizable bird flu outbreaks have been found on farms in Minnesota, Maryland, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Georgia, and California. But they are much smaller than outbreaks last year that resulted in some 58 million chickens being destroyed, raising the prices on chicken and eggs. So far this year, just a fraction of that number, about 8 million chickens, have had to be slaughtered. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Law enforcement officials have released information regarding a controversial traffic accident that occurred earlier this week at the U.S.-Canadian border that left two people dead. Associated Press's correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The Niagara Falls Police Department says 53-year-olds Kurt and Monica Villani of the Buffalo suburb of Grand Island, New York, were in the vehicle that crashed into a border checkpoint in Niagara Falls, leading to border closures in New York on the day before Thanksgiving. The Erie County Sheriff's Office released a statement from the husband and wife's family, extending gratitude for the condolences they've received and asking for privacy. Records show the family owns a lumber business and several Ace Hardware stores in western New York. Still unknown details on what exactly led to Wednesday's crash at the Rainbow Bridge. The Villani's car raced through an intersection at a high rate of speed, hit a low median, and was launched through the air before slamming into a row of security booths and bursting into flames. The FBI's Buffalo office turned the case back over to local police and said it found no signs the incident was a terror attack. I'm Jennifer King.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news at events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.